The war theme was a perfect choice for this young patriot, and soon he started to publish his patriotic cartoon in the high school newspaper. After his family moved yet again, this time to Chicago in 1917 when his father became a shareholder of a local factory, he was enrolled in McKinley High School. While perfecting his skills at the Chicago Academy of Fine Arts, the school was happy to give him the opportunity to display his passionate support for the troops in his own unique way. Helpful suggestions like eat less so there could be more food for soldiers overseas became a part of his routine. Following his elder brother Roy, who joined the Navy, as well as Herbert and Ray, who served in the Army, Walt dropped out of high school with a hope to join the armed forces. The fact that he was only 16 at the time contributed to the rejection. However, he was able to find an alternative. One of his early artistic endeavors, where he changed the birth date on his passport, enabled him to join the Red Cross Ambulance Corps, which allowed 17-year-olds to join their operation. After his time in France ended, Disney moved to Kansas City in 1919. His endeavors in the field of art made him rethink his future. The usual work routine just wasn't his cup of tea, and he decided to pursue an artistic career. Political caricatures and comic books were his first attempt in getting any employment. However, nobody wanted to hire him. By then, he had already proven that he didn't care much about obstacles that might come his way. Together with his brother Roy, he then started to create advertisements for newspapers and magazines at the local art studio. Being only 18 years of age, he made his first solid steps into the business of animation. It was in May 1922 when Walt prepared the paperwork to establish the Laugh-O-Gram Studio. His goal at this point was to create short animated movies for movie theaters and alike. The recruitment of his previous co-worker Fred Hartman followed, and soon the first cartoons from the Laugh-O-Gram series were presented to the public. Their popularity grew and money started to pile. However, the profits quickly dropped, and after a short while they were simply insufficient to cover the operation costs of the studio and the paychecks for the employees. The lack of funds quickly started to sink the studio deeper and deeper into debt. In their final attempt, the studio started to focus on Alice comedies, a series of animated cartoons which firstly presented to the public the live-action little girl Alice placed, together with her cat, in an animated environment. While widely accepted as cute and funny, the success of these 10-minute cartoons simply didn't reach the much-needed level that the studio was aiming for. The financial situation continued to worsen, and it didn't take long until Walt Disney went bankrupt. Not yet 22, with his suitcase in one hand and an unfinished print of the Alice comedies in the other, the impoverished Disney left Kansas City and moved to Hollywood. 2 months after his arrival in October 1923, he and his brother Roy, who was already living in California, set up a shop in their uncle's garage. With barely having enough money between them for paying rent, yet alone to start a new business, the venture seemed too daring. Tenacious as they were, they found a place they could afford, a small room at the back of a real estate office. Roy took control of the camera, Walt did the animation, and two girls hired to ink and paint the celluloids helped them to realize their ideas. The Disney Brothers Studio was born. However, the beginnings were rough, and the brothers were in a search for assistance in reaching the public. Margaret Winkler, a distributor from New York, couldn't hide her enthusiasm, and live-action animation based upon Alice's Wonderland was made. The first of the new Alice series was delivered at the end of the year, and the studio earned the first paycheck. While the amount wouldn't even cover the average rent in today's time, it was enough for keeping Alice alive for years. Although the combination of financial boost and Walt's enthusiasm enabled him to swing to the top of the Hollywood industry in no time, he showed no interest for Hollywood's popularity contest. He rather focused on his private life. His conversational abilities and charm had an obvious effect on Lillian Bounds, one of Walt's first employees. In July 1925, they got married, and later, after their first attempt at pregnancy ended in miscarriage, they would be blessed with the birth of Diane Marie Disney in 1933. 3 years later, the couple decided to adopt another girl, and Sharon Mae Disney joined the family. By 1927, the Alice idea had exhausted itself, and the series had lost popularity. It was time to move on. In 1926, Disney Studio received an order for another series of animation. Walt's numerous ideas and vivid imagination needed some taming, and the input of his oldest friend, Ube Iwerks, was needed. The collaboration between them gave birth to Oswald the Lucky Rabbit, an anthropomorphic creature, which instantly became a highly popular